It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Really excited now to welcome in Marty Smith from ESPN, a guy I've been following on social media for a while and watch all his work on college football. Marty, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Pleasure's all mine. Grateful for you guys. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
You know, I've enjoyed your work for a long time, Marty, and I think you have this vibe where you approach things kind of differently. Like, I mean, you are like the opposite of like a gotcha journalist or any of that. And then there was the video that went viral a few years ago with you helping the young man do his stand-ups at the end of a football game, I think, and must have been a long night for that guy. How did you arrive at like where you want to be as a national big name voice, but also without like some of the hot takery that has
taken over?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to answer. I guess fundamentally, I feel like we control three things every day. And I kind of live my life in such a way, whether that's my marriage, I've been married to my wife, Lainey, for 24 years, whether that's my number one job and passion, which is being a dad to my three kids and trying to raise them in a world with a lot of inputs that can negatively impact them emotionally and spiritually. And I just try to control what I believe we can control, and that is kindness, effort, and passion. I know you guys may roll your eyes at that, but I truly believe that if we are genuinely kind to other people as best we can be, if we're willing to outwork everybody else, and we have undeniable positive energy, we can't lose. And I've taken that approach my entire career. And I there's been moments when, you know, you have to be a journalist and you have to be somebody who's honest and ask very hard questions. But I feel like if you do that in such a way that you ask that person open-ended questions that allow them to share his or her truth, then that's a fair way to do it. And I've just always operated that way. And ESPN is for 19 years, I can't believe it. I've been there since the fall of 06, 18 years, I guess. And, you know, I don't take that lightly, and I'm thankful that I've been able to sort of build it that way, because you're so right. In this world, it seems like long form, emotionally driven context is harder and harder to come by in a 140 character world. And
totally,
I'm just so thankful that I've been given the opportunity to do it that way.
You know, I just think it's like, just like life. You get out of stuff what you put into it. You put negativity into it, you normally get negativity back. You put positivity in something, you normally get that back. And I always say, because I played for 14 years, I say the players are human beings first.
I'm a fan.
But like, I feel like they're human beings first, but we get so caught up in just the sport, we forget that side, because we wouldn't want somebody coming at us like that.
Well, and Marty, just to,
I think
one
too,
thing you said. Just you
I'm
said
sorry.
We might roll our eyes at that. No way, yeah. Because I've listened to your podcast and I've watched you do interviews, and like there are plenty of people that talk about gratitude and always be humble, and they're full of it. You're just not one of them, and it, I know it because I've seen it and listened to it by my own choice. So I
applaud thank
you,
thank you. It's very very kind to say, and I do appreciate it. I work in college sports predominantly. But I also, you know, spend time in professional sports as well, specifically the PGA Tour and the golf majors. And
yeah.
that type of thing. But I think sometimes we get caught up in the constant pressure of what's next, and it becomes very hard to be where our feet are. And because we're caught up in what's next, we tend to look at athletes or coaches or celebrities or even people within our daily walk as assets, and they're not assets. To Brian's point, they're people, they're human beings, and they have feelings, and they're probably going through something that we can't see. And that's why even the smallest gesture of kindness can be tremendously impactful in their day. That's why I say this not to sound conceited, but I've been told this by college football coaches about their players and college basketball coaches about their players. Their players tend to gravitate to the way that I interact with them, and not just me, there's many other people, but because they can see that I'm trying to treat them in a human sense and on a foundational human condition level rather than as an asset. And if you're a five-star athlete, you know, Brian, you know this, I haven't done it for so long, if you're a dude, that can happen, that the public might view you as an asset. And that can be hard when you're struggling emotionally or spiritually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before, I want to ask you some specific football stuff, but one of the things I think you're trying to do to help at least fans as they connect to their college programs is the Go Game Change program. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'll be very quick. I appreciate you asking me. I partnered with Game Change. It's an amazing initiative that once I learned about it, I thought, wow, this is A, very smart, but B, it's going to impact a lot of young people in this unique new era of collegiate athletics. All you do is, a lot of us are trying to figure out ways to donate to our alma maters, the teams we love. We may not be millionaires, can't put our names on buildings, but even if you are somebody that loves Texas A&M or Ohio State or Michigan or Texas, these schools with tremendous financial resources, you may not have that kind of money. But this is a way to donate to your school. And I went to Radford University, you know, right down Interstate 81 from you guys. Mm-hmm. And look, we're not only trying to figure out how we can bolster the student-athlete funding, we're trying to figure out how we're going to survive in the NIL era. Well, Game Change is the way you can do that. It's very simple. All you do is go to gogamechange.com, input your credit or debit card of choice, choose the school you want to financially benefit, and then every purchase you make with that card is instantly rounded up to the next dollar, and the difference, that change, goes directly to the school you chose. Super easy. You're also, in that moment, you're inputting yourself for an opportunity to win prizes or cash, but it's also a tax write-off. It's considered a charitable donation to that university. And so it's super easy. GoGameChange.com, put in your credit or debit card, choose your school. It's automatically rounded up. No matter which school that is, it goes to the athletic department, and they can then take that funding and distribute it how they so choose. It's a really smart initiative and allows all of us the opportunity to help the schools we love and the players we love.
There you
I
have it.
I think that's smooth, because every time I go to the grocery store, they ask me to round up to the next dollar anyway. So.
Yeah.
I already donate to the school, but I can send that to my school
as well. Bro, you go to the gas station. Everywhere you go, they're asking you to round up
for
something. You don't even know what it is.
Every single purchase, man. And it makes it where you're not even thinking about it, which is so, like, it's just so smart. And then at the end of the year, I think the average number is less than $300 that the average American citizen rounds up. So you're going to have this nice tax write-off. You're helping your school. And for schools like Radford, it helps everybody. But like Radford University, we need that, man. And so it's a way for those of us who went to Radford can really help and raise a lot of money for the school.
Love that. We're talking with Marty Smith here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Marty at Marty Smith ESPN. Of course, a ton of work, college football, PGA. I know you do NASCAR. I wanted to switch gears a little more specific to us. I remember the interview, I believe it was you did with Jaden Daniels after he won the Heisman. And Jaden Daniels, now here in Washington, you know, opening week, I think a lot of folks were really impressed by what he did with his legs. Some were maybe surprised by how much he ran. But in your work at college football, I imagine you got to know Jaden in some capacity. What do you think of the dude? And then after that, what do you think of the player?
I don't know if I have enough superlatives. I was around Jaden a lot. I interviewed him, I would venture to say, as much or more as any national media member that wasn't specifically on the LSU beat. I know I did multiple college game day features on him, and to your point, interviewed him when he won the Heisman last December in New York. I know his parents. I know Coach Kelly very well. That guy is a dude. And the Washington Commanders and all of you guys in your listening area should just be thrilled that you have a guy like that who comes in with so much humility, but it's quiet confidence.
Yeah.
To lead that almost a program, that franchise, in the way that he does lead. I can tell you, he walked into that locker room, and I know this because I've spoken with folks that are almost called them Redskins.
I'm old, dude.
I grew
it's
up in
right.
Virginia.
This is
That's
a safe
what they've
space.
Been my whole
You're
life. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure Mitch still struggles with that too. But the Commanders. I've spoken with folks inside the organization there, and they told me like the second the guy got in the program, in the franchise, they were blown away because of this amazing energy that he has. And I'll never forget one of the coolest conversations that I've ever had was with Brian Kelly. This was early last season. I actually did two different features on Jaden last season. And BK was sharing with me that there was a light bulb moment for Jaden where BK pulled him into his office and said, listen, you have to stop being afraid to throw it in the window. You got to throw that thing through the window. And if you throw an interception, that's what we have a defense for. You have to be fearless because you have the talent, you have the acumen, you have the ability to rip it, go rip it. And everything changed in that moment. Mm. All of a sudden, he was fearless because he had, like, think about that on a human level, guys, on a fundamental human level.
Sure.
Belief is so powerful. And when the number one tip of the spear voice in a program says, go do it. We got your back. That is empowering to an immeasurable degree. And all of a sudden, it was a different player, a Heisman Trophy winning player. And I venture to say, if they could have stopped the nosebleed last year in Baton Rouge, it would have been it was a special season anyway for him individually. I mean, it was one of the most prolific offenses ever. And he was the reason. So he's a stud. Like, you guys should be thrilled. He's going to do special things there.
I agree with you, man, and I've seen it. We've gotten, just as somebody who's there every day and gets to be around him at practice and in the locker room, even when it's not like a day where he's scheduled to talk or something, there is a unique energy and vibe that I haven't seen from a lot of quarterbacks, frankly.
But the thing about it, like what you're saying there, Marty, is that he had a coach to tell him to believe in yourself.
Yep.
And everybody up here now have a mindset, don't run, don't run. He ran the other day 16 times, which you don't want. But he protected himself for the most part. He got hit one time, his helmet flew off, because I think he wears his helmet. A lot of these young kids like to wear their helmets loose. I don't know why. But the ultimate thing is you don't want to start saying don't so much the way you lose confidence.
Well, I will say he is an extremely confident player, and I believe that – I think self-confidence and humility walk hand in hand, and arrogance and, you know, and cockiness and that type of thing walk hand in hand. I think that he is so self-confident. But to your point, he's also slight of stature. And you don't want to see him in a position where he is getting those constant hits during a, you know, 16-17 game slate.
Yeah.
So that offensive line has to do a really good job. I think schematically they have to play to his strength. We're seeing that more and more now in this era of the NFL where offensive coordinators are no longer allergic to RPO. They're no longer allergic to using the skill set, the running talent of their quarterbacks, but they do have to be very careful. And that weighs on you over a season. I mean, even Jalen Hurts up in Philly that's a bad man now. And he is a strong, like large person. And man, it wore him down. And and Jaden doesn't have that type of stature in terms of his musculature. And so gotta be careful, but man, he's special.
He is. And you're right. I mean, Hurts is squatting 600.
Yeah, but I want to ask you this question. Yeah. Like, you've been around football in all aspects. People always worry about the quarterback running. Most quarterbacks that get hurt in the pocket. So I don't hear people saying, oh, like you just said, the offensive line got to protect him. I hear no one discussing that, but everybody said, well, we don't want him to run. When you're running, you actually see the person coming to you, so you can adjust and help yourself. When you get hit from behind, that's where the worst things happen. So they should be more concerned about who's blocking for him than him running the football, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, too. I mean, as you're saying that, I think about, you know, when Tom Brady blew his knee apart, he's stepping up in the pocket and just gets hit in that knee.
Yeah.
So it can it's a very, very – I don't have to tell you this, Brian, but very physical contact, split-second, violent game. That's why so many of us love it, because these guys are superheroes. They're gladiators. But if you're running, you're setting yourself up to sustain those blows that you may not otherwise. If you're in an RPO and you're able to, you know, you're able to go through your progression very quickly and get rid of the football. That's best case scenario. But I feel you. I understand where your head is on that and what you're saying. But I wouldn't want the guy running 16 times a game if I was the people that are paying him.
Yeah, that's too much.
Oh, no, I don't want him to run it. I'm just saying, but we act like they don't get hit in the pocket a lot of times.
Right, right. And Marty, they do, man, and man, violently sometimes.
Big time. Marty, so growing up in southwestern Virginia, did you grow up a Skins fan, or were you not into pro sport? Well, okay.
I had I think most of us did. I'll never forget it, one Christmas. So – I think it was my sixth grade class picture. I have it in my house right here. I live down in Charlotte, a little bit north of town at Lake Norman. Okay. And I'm sitting here. I was looking the other night. I have a photograph of me with a bowl cut that my mom gave me with her orange handle scissors. I have on Sears Roebuck tough skin jeans. And I have on... You guys are too young to remember this, but there used to be the Sears wish list catalog. You got it at Christmas time. And
boy, I'm a little older than you think, brother.
You may remember it then. That was our Amazon, all right? That was our Amazon. And, dude, you go on there and you look in that wish list catalog, and every year they had this, and they had every team in the NFL, and it was like you got a little jersey, you got some pants, you got a plastic helmet. And mine was Joe Theismann. It says Washington Redskins on it. It has a number 7. And I'm wearing that in my class picture, standing beside some oak tree out in the lawn on my elementary school.
That's
and
awesome.
And I remember the same Christmas I got the mini helmet lamp. Do y'all remember those?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I won the lottery, man. So most of us were definitely Skins fans, and, you know, that was our closest team. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons were 1-14 every year. Like, we weren't loving the Falcons. The Panthers didn't exist yet.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, when I was a little boy, I lived in Wilkes County, North Carolina, which isn't too far from Charlotte or even southwestern Virginia, and the Skins were the team down there, too.
They were.
You're from Wilkes County?
So I grew up pretty much in D.C. My mom's from there, and I lived down there for second and third grade. So I've been to the raceway and everything.
How did you lose that accent then? Because I got buddies from Wilkes County, and they don't sound like you.
Yeah, no, I hear it. I lived
down there. Wilkes County with a dad from Scotland.
Yeah, it was a hell of a mix. actually, Marty, this is extremely specific, and half our listeners will tune out, but I don't care. Have you read the book Demon Copperhead?
I can't believe you're asking me this. So, I honestly can't believe you're asking me this. Yes, I have.
Barbara King. I imagine it speaks to you. Yeah.
You can't imagine how deeply, brother.
Well, dude, in Wilkes, they deal with the same problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm extremely proud I've said this often. I've written it in. I've been blessed to write a couple books, one of which I wrote this line that I've been blessed to. I've been around the world, but I'm forever rooted in Appalachia. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud to be from Appalachia. I'm proud to be a mountain kid. I'm proud of the values that were instilled in me in that region. And I felt like King Solver absolutely nailed it with her representation, despite the fact that it's a novel. Now, it won a 2022 Pulitzer Prize, but she lives in that area. Her and her husband have a farm near where I grew up. And I found myself emotional. I found myself grinning ear to ear because of the way that she portrayed Appalachia. And if you've not read that book, I don't care where you're from, you'll get a great representation of that region, what the opioid epidemic did, has done to that region. And I am grateful for her of how she did represent Appalachia. I can't believe you asked me that, man. Like, it's one of the best things I've ever read in my life.
Me too. You can't put it down, and it's gut-wrenching and sad and uplifting at the same time. It's a phenomenal piece of work, and, you know, my mom, my people are from that part of the world, and it takes a lot to make it there. You know what I mean? Yeah. But there's
we're
a real
very,
sense of
very
community.
Proud. And we're proud in such a way that, you know, that it's almost like, all right, B, remember when you were playing, all right, and it may be a teammate that y'all might not have been best buddies. You didn't get along that great. You might have even had a couple of issues in practice. Mm-hmm. But the second you're between the lines and somebody on the other side takes umbrage with that person, you're running to his defense instantly. Because I can say whatever I want about my brother, but you can't.
Yeah.
That's how we are in Appalachia.
He's from South Carolina.
Hey, Marty, we got to let you go, man. This has been tremendous. Thank you for the time. Seriously.
Appreciate you, bro.
Grateful for you guys. I'm so thankful you let me have this time, and I hope y'all have a great week. Be well. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot. That is Marty Smith from ESPN. Give him a follow at Marty Smith ESPN. I really liked what he said about Jaden, because that's the kind of energy I've seen from Jaden.
Yeah.
And I think the running stuff will sort itself out, but the person, what we've seen at quarterback is we've seen some gifted kids come in here that don't have the mentals right.
Yeah.
And I think Jaden has that.
The thing he said about confidence is something that when you constantly hear don't and don't and don't, that bothers me a little bit.
Here's the other thing. It is September, and it's not only the start of football, but it's also Responsible Gaming Education Month. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. A solid game plan includes betting with legal sports books only, knowing the odds, keeping it fun, and sticking to a budget. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Under her underarm. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming up next. I've seen Grant. I haven't seen Danny. I've seen the Stallion. I haven't seen Darius. But apparently they're going to broadcast from right
Harris
here.
Harris won't be here. He'll be at studio.
That's probably accurate. 1757 Golf Club out in Ashburn, VA. Couple of players on this driving range Brian and I are watching. This dude in the blue and the dude down there in the white seem like they got some game.
Lefty does, too.
Okay, I haven't seen him yet. I went to the restroom again. Chugging water, man. Sometimes you got to go, B.
Hey, man.
If you missed
getting old, Jay.
If you missed any of our conversation with Mark Smith, I got to say, Landville, I want to say this on the air. I really appreciate you booking him.
Good job there, Landy.
I'm a big fan of his work, and I really enjoyed that interview.
I've seen him more. I've seen him in some college football, but I've seen him more in the golf stuff, the golf segments he does.
Yeah. He's good, dude. Like, he's good at what he does. And that's – I think when you see a guy that can have some versatility to do college football, golf, NASCAR, all of it, like, it's because you're good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get back to what you and I are good at and talk some football. CBS Sports.
I thought you were talking about Scotty's.
We're good at that, too, but I don't know. It's Tuesday at 1:30.
5 o'clock somewhere.
That's true. Listen, I'll say this, B. No one has offered us a drink yet. We haven't turned any drinks
not
down.
True. That's not true. I've turned down several.
Oh, somebody offered you a beer. I saw that when they walked by. That's true. Nobody's offered me a drink yet. How about that?
He now, offered us as soon as he walked up.
That is, she offered food, though.
And drink.
Yeah. We're good. Thank you.
We'll take the drink.
So we got this article about one thing we learned about all the teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think, considering we have, 6 minutes in this segment, we're going to be able to get through everything. But I want to pick and choose some things. Now, this is from Cody Benjamin, writer at CBS Sports, and I'm going to bring some stuff up where I agree or don't agree. Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, Brian.
Okay.
Benjamin writes, Kirk Cousins is not a cure-all. In fact, he may have held Atlanta back more than helped against the Steelers' tough pass rush. Chalk some of it up to rust, but it's a situation worth monitoring.
Well, I would say this, and I know quarterback is a cure-all, but we know Kirk is going to shy away from taking those crucial passes, those ones where I have to take a chance. He's gone more like he and Jay got into the argument. Why? Because Jay said, if I throw it in, I have more interceptions. You have more touchdowns, too. The whole thing about it, he's not going to take many risks or chances.
Right.
So going down there and not having a Jefferson on your squad, you got to take more chances. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't think he'll do it because they don't have the quality of receiver as Jefferson is.
Now, I think it's – I mean, they have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts. They have Bijan.
They are not Jefferson.
Sure. I get that. But, I mean, you'd think Drake London should be in kind of just that next tier below. I am not ready to say Kirk ain't it, but
– He's not an end-all. He's not a cure-all. And I think that's absolutely right.
Right. I agree with that. This I agree with too, man. On the Ravens, they write, Lamar Jackson needs more balance. This guy is clearly still overflowing with MVP electricity, but he also needs a busier Derrick Henry or a more settled number two receiver. You got to be able to throw the ball as well as he runs it.
Yeah.
Like, or run the ball more. Like,
running more with his running backs, you mean?
Yeah.
I think what he did in that first game will set them up for the rest of the year. Because what happened in that game, we saw when Derrick Henry got his opportunities, he gained yards. And then the ultimate thing is they saw what Lamar is capable of. That double whammy right there going to help him to where it's going to be more space in the passing game.
Sure.
And he's going to have to take full advantage of it. And he can't think after losing weight he can run over every damn body.
I don't know. I don't know this, and I'm not trying to do a bit here. Assuming Jeff is still there. Jeff, how do you feel about your Ravens?
So,
man, the Ravens will be all right. I'm not focused on them right now. I only pay attention to the Ravens when the Commanders are not there. And we're still contending right now, so I'm not paying attention to them like that.
Contending for what?
Dude, we can have a miracle, JP. But no, what I'm saying is we're still contending.
Glad we checked in with Jeff.
Like it's still 17 weeks left in the season. We're still playing, I should say. You know, it's not the playoffs where Washington is sitting at home and I don't have no one to cheer for.
If I may, Jeff. Now, you're saying you only pay attention to Baltimore when Washington is out of it. Last week, when the Ravens were the NFL opener on Thursday night, you said then, even knowing that Washington was playing Sunday, yo, my number two team is playing, I'm taking them.
So we had to make bets, JP. It's the only football team on. Like, if the Ravens and the Commanders are playing at the same time, you think I'm going to turn a Ravens game on?
No. But the fact that you can't answer a question about the Ravens, how comfortable you feel because you're just so locked in.
You try and make me the bid, and I'm not playing that. It's Commander Nation, baby.
Last week, you're nuts. So you refuse to offer commentary on the Ravens' lack of balance.
Yeah, hey, do what you gotta do, Ravens. I'm worried about the balance of the Washington Commanders right now, JP.
I think Jeff's trying to get more DJ gigs. That's what I think. Landfill, Jeff said they're contending. Can you explain what that's for?
Contending for a top five pick.
They still contending. What I mean, all right, let me clear that up. What I mean by, like, it's still more of the season left, you know? Like, my attention is going to be primarily on the Commanders.
I think that's fair. Let's go to Denver, rookie quarterback. Benjamin writes, Bo Nix has a long way to go. So apparently does the entire Sean Payton rebuild. The rookie QB was agile but erratic, not erotic, Jeff, erratic, when throwing the ball remotely downfield in his first NFL start. Have you watched any of those highlights?
Yeah.
He doesn't go downfield. He didn't at Oregon.
He didn't at Auburn.
He doesn't go downfield.
In Oregon, he had a track team where he could throw the ball 1 yard across the line of scrimmage, and that guy would go 70. He's going to have to get a little better in the passing game because he never had it in college. But he has an egotistical coach who believes that he's smarter than everybody. He's going to put him in some bad situations. And if things don't work, his coach is going to blame him and throw somebody else in there real quick. So he has to be careful. And then again, if he doesn't take the shots, that coach may take him out sooner.
Landfill, I'd like your comment here. What did we learn from the Minnesota Vikings? Cody Benjamin writes, Sam Darnold is capable. Playing a tougher defense will be a better test, but still, the journeyman looked calm, confident, and comfortable to help shepherd a stepping stone win for an otherwise overlooked team.
I think Darnold played the way he did all to show up, Landfill.
All right, let's relax here. It's one game, okay? One game. Sam Darnold's
terrible.
Hey, Landfill.
Hey, it was one game with Jaden, and you talking about how nothing has changed with this team. One game, I think everything changed with Donald. He may be back.
They were playing the Giants. The Giants are basically not even an NFL team.
So to that point of the New York Giants, Cody Benjamin writes, Brian Daboll may be out of answers, and it's only week one. Daniel Jones appears as listless as ever, and not even Malik Nabers' presence could get efficient, explosive play design from the embattled head man. Everybody thinks the Giants are absolutely cooked. And I'm going to be honest. That has me...
You're scared this week.
I don't like the way this is shaping up, dude. I don't like it, B.
Hey, I never liked it. What I tell you last year when you kept saying, oh, dude, man, we got this.
And I've learned.
I say, JP, every time you say that...
I've learned.
Something goes wrong. So you saying the Giants may have a chance, which means we probably win it.
Well, let's check in with Jeff, the king of the Ashburn syndrome. Jeffrey, do you think there's any chance they could lose to the Giants this weekend?
Oh, man. Let me be realistic. Yes, there is a chance. But I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see that happen. And I don't even really want to think about the possibility of losing to the Giants right now because it will probably crush my spirit to the point where I'll probably cry on week three song if we lose to the Giants.
Hey, Jeff, don't do that.
Is that a promise? If they lose to the Giants.
We don't want you crying, Jeff. No, bro.
If they lose to the Giants, you have to cry.
You don't need to cry.
I will cry and I will sing. I will sing for week three.
All right, you sing, we going to cry.
When we come back, we're going to make some bets. It's B. Mitchell Finley. All right, folks, caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets to see the Marley Brothers, the Forever Legacy Tour, Friday, September 27th at Jiffy Lube Live, featuring Ziggy Marley, Stephen Marley, Julian Kamani, and Damian Marley. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10 wins those tickets. Now, I'm sure Jeff is going to be busy with the phones here, so let me ask Landfill a question. So, Landini, obviously Brian and I are about off the air. Maybe we'll swing a golf club or two. I don't think I have my clubs, but we'll figure those problems out. Grant and Danny are coming on next. I have not seen Danny. I have seen Grant, and I have seen Stallion. Now, Heavy Metal Chris needs to leave, but apparently all the equipment stays, and then Ryan is in charge of it.
Oh, boy.
How well do you think Stallion is going to handle all of the stuff once we all leave? Do you think he is up for this challenge, Landfill?
Well, since theoretically Chris has everything set up and all Ryan has to do is stand there, I'm hoping he can handle it.
No, but he also has to then break it all down.
He has to break it down and leave.
Oh, no.
Somehow he's already turned B-Mitch's mic off.
Well,
put his mic back on, Stallion.
Yeah, Stallion, you're gonna turn me
on. I mean, it is the B-Mitch and Finley program. Are
Not
you back?
Anymore. It's just the Finley program. I guess
can
what I
put. Can we put B-Mitch back on?
I guess what I tell
There he is.
Ryan messed me up. Yeah.
I never touched yours.
You never touched all of them.
No,
and then
I did
all of a
not.
Sudden, nobody could hear B-Mitch.
No, I did not. I never touched B-Mitch's mic. I can tell you that right
you
now.
Better not, you better never touch my mic.
Oh, no.
You would die.
Anyways, I'm not going to lie. This is a lot of equipment. This is like a lot of equipment here. I got a pretty small car. I mean,
dude, CK. This stuff lines up small. You don't have to take the table.
Yeah, I don't have to take the table. I have
How
to
about
take
the chairs?
Tent.
Are these the chairs you got to take these two?
The
no.
tent is pretty big.
But
dude.
These tent are big.
Even when the tent folds down, no, it'll still take up his whole. Have you seen his car?
It'll take the back seat.
Like a 2016 Hyundai Axis. Maybe the hatchback, man.
It'll fit the back seat. It's not that big. It's about that wide, and it's about that long.
Dude, it's going to be.
Do you not want to deal with this? Is this why you're setting very low expectations?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to deal with any of it. Like, I was excited to come to a golf course. I heard there's food here. I mean, it sounds like a great event. So I'm excited for that part, but taking equipment, not that excited about.
Well, Tom, I'm only excited. About 8 minutes away if he needs me.
There you go. Landfill's right down the road.
He's not going to help you. So
do you think Landfill would come here and help?
Hell no.
I think, here's the thing. I actually just had a lot of, wings in there. There are wildly good wings in there.
Great.
I say,
don't see how that's relevant.
Did
you bring us any wings?
Well, I paid for it myself.
That's not the question we asked.
I know.
I do not believe that for
no,
one
No, I did. I did.
Second.
I swear to God. I'll show the bank statement.
How much money? You say you have a lot of money. Remember you always tell us that?
Yeah, he's always telling us
how rich
he is.
And you didn't buy us no wings?
By the way, Stallion, so it's the home opener. It's Jaden Daniels' debut. I imagine this weekend's game at Northwest Stadium is a pretty hot ticket.
Yeah.
Stallion texted me last night, hey, you got any hookups for a pair of sillies?
You too?
I then told him, I said no, but text B, because I was completely
oh,
punting
nah,
on
B
this
B said he had me first.
No, okay, you got me second. Who worked on the show first?
Oh, hold on. Jeff already told us he bought his tickets already.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He always buys tickets.
Yeah, he always buys tickets.
No, all right, let's make some bets before all hell breaks loose. Heard it here first.
Oh, boy. This is so crazy.
What you got to say is heard of here first. Jeffrey?
Man, all y'all lost because I said so.
Well, you definitely lost because you left work early.
Yeah, all right.
I know that.
JP, you definitely lost too because J-Dawg stick
together. I took
the
under.
Yeah.
That's true.
Landini and B-Mitch are sitting at 1-0. B had a parlay, but we all know CMC didn't play, and the Niners won. Tonight?
Well, no, but B
I changed it to Wichita, so I lost
to Kittle, so he lost.
If you look at the text thread, you'll see that
stuff. Damn,
I didn't look. See, you played yourself out of position because I played it from the you could have had the 1-0, but now you 0-1 like the rest of us. And tonight,
I
got Brazil beating Paraguay.
In what sport?
FIFA World Cup qualifiers.
All right.
Okay. Is there Maxion yet? It's too early in the year for Maxion, right? Yeah, no football. Landini, what do you like tonight?
I got the Yankees money line.
Barf.
Yeah, barf.
What about you, B?
I don't have a clue.
Perfect. I hope I'm wrong, all right? I'm going to openly say I hope I'm wrong. I have a noted Nats podcaster here. Maybe he can set me straight. Mackenzie Gore's been all over the place. I'm taking the Braves tonight to win, minus 135.
That's a great bet. Take the Braves.
I'll take the Mets.
I don't want to do it at Nats. I get it's Mackenzie Gore at home. Maybe he bounces back. Prove me wrong. I'd love it.
Give me the Mets and the Diamondbacks.
The Mets and the Diamondbacks for B-Mitch. Landfill, I can't find odds on this. Maybe in D.C. you can get odds on it. Stallion to mess something up with all the equipment he's supposed to take home.
Minus 10,000.
Minus 10,000. Perfect.
Sorry.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to the folks at 1757 and everybody here for a great cause, supporting veterans. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to Marty Smith. Great job with that, Landini. Thank you to everybody that called in. This was a really fun day. Grant and Danny coming up next. They're going to keep it going from 1757. We gone. Made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.